Do you like feeling good? Well, then you're in the right place. Welcome to Positive Thinking, the podcast created to uplift and encourage you while giving practical tools to keep Christ at the center of your life. Like a painter dips his paintbrush in vibrant colors to color a painting, you can come here to be reminded that you are redeemed, filling your world with a kaleidoscope of biblical principles. Here to bless you, welcome your host, an author, retired naval officer, CEO, and Christ follower, Mrs. Colorful Day herself, Jasmine Baker.
Hey there, you podcasters. I am so excited to jump on today to bless you guys and to tell you all that God has been doing over the last 6 months with me. I have been off in the quiet place with God, and He just began to deal with me, and it actually allows me to deliver the message that I'm going to deliver to you today called undivided attention. Undivided attention. How many of you know when you give someone your undivided attention, you focus only on them? Nothing else at that point matters, just them. And for me, God pulled me away and wanted me to give Him my undivided attention. And boy, was it fruit from that particular moment that He gave me to spend with Him. And I say moment, although it was 6 months away from you, it was still only moments in the presence of God, because when you get there, you just don't want to leave, because He blesses you in such an awesome way that only the Father can do. But again, if I had to title today's topic, I would title it Undivided Attention. And if I had to pull a biblical character to bless you guys, I would talk about Moses. I'll be in Exodus 3, and we'll be talking about Moses. And I'm just going to paraphrase everything and kind of condense it, but I'm going to encourage you to go back and read Exodus 3, all of Exodus 3, because it talks a little bit about Moses and the experience he had with God when he gave God his undivided attention. There was an experience that happened. Now, what you can expect when you begin to read Exodus 3 is you're going to see where Moses is tending to his father-in-law's sheep. He's tending to his father-in-law's sheep on the backside of the mountain. Now, he's in the desert, but he's on the backside of the mountain tending to his father-in-law. His father-in-law is named Jethro. He's attending to the sheep. And during this time when he's attending to the sheep, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a blazing fire in the middle of a bush. Moses begins to stare at this bush with amazement, and he could not figure out why the bush was not engulfed in the flames. So because he was amazed and he looked at this, Moses takes notice of it. But he doesn't just take notice of it. He turns away from focusing on his father-in-law's sheep, and he puts all of his attention on this burning bush. He gives this burning bush his undivided attention. This burning bush is God. This is the angel of the Lord. This is God speaking to Moses through this burning bush. Now, I could imagine if Moses had just took notice of it and didn't give it his undivided attention, I don't know if Moses would have had such a deep encounter that he had with God that day. Now, what happens is when he gives this bush his undivided attention, so you got to understand that this is a step forward from just taking notice of it. He's now stopped doing what he was doing previously, and he's focusing all of himself on this burning bush. Remember, I said, when you give someone your undivided attention, you focus, you give them all of you. You focus all of your energy on them. Moses is focusing all of his energy on this bush. And the funny thing is, the scripture says that he turns away now. What that means is he turns to this bush now. He didn't wait 5 minutes. He didn't wait an hour. He didn't go converse and go tend to the sheep and then come back to this burning bush. When he noticed the burning bush, He began to focus completely on it and stop focusing on everything else and began to turn his whole entire attention to this burning bush. And when he did that, something very interesting happened. Remember, I said that there comes this time in your relationship with God where you have to give him, or you should give him, your undivided attention. That's the least we can do. He sent his only son to die on the cross for us. We could give him our undivided attention. When Moses does this, and when the Lord saw Moses coming to take a closer look, God called to him from the middle of the bush, "Moses, Moses." Now I'm reading to you out of Exodus 3 right now. I'm actually Exodus 3 verse 4. I'm going to read that again. It says, "When the Lord saw Moses coming to take a closer look." So when the Lord saw Moses giving him his undivided attention, God called to him from the middle of the bush. He calls him by name. He says, "Moses, Moses." And Moses says, "Here I am." And the Lord begins to give Moses instructions at that point. He tells Moses to take off his sandals because the ground that he's standing on is holy ground. And this is so crucial for you to understand, because when Moses has now taken notice to God, and he is not just taking notice, he's giving God his undivided attention, then the Lord begins to speak to Moses. And as he begins to speak to Moses, he begins to give Moses a set of instruction. He begins to tell Moses who he is. And this is how verse 6, Exodus 3 and 6 reads. It says, "I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob." When Moses heard this, he covered his face because he was afraid to look at God. See, after he gave God his undivided attention, the Lord began to speak. Moses noticed immediately who he was in relationship to a holy God. That's why Moses began to cover his face. He's covering his face afraid because God is saying who he is. God is saying, "I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob." And when Moses heard that, Moses covers his face and he's afraid. And then the Lord told Moses, I'm at verse 7, Exodus 3 and verse 7. It says, "Then the Lord told him, 'I have certainly seen the oppression of my people in Egypt. I have heard their cries of distress because of their harsh slave drivers. Yes, I am aware of their suffering. So I have come down to rescue them from the power of the Egyptians and lead them out of Egypt into their own fertile, spacious land.'" And then from this point, Moses gets his instructions that he's going to be the person leading the children of Israel out of slavery and bondage with the Egyptians. Now, this is important because you say, you know, well, how does that relate to me? It relates totally to you. In this season, in 2024, if you want to go deeper in God, if you are one that's on here listening and you want to know your purpose, you want to know, what does God have for me? What does God want me to do in 2024? How can I be ready and prepare for whatever God has for me? I'm giving you the pattern to being prepared and hearing from God. I'm telling you that in this season, God will speak to you. You will have what's called a Kairos moment. It's a moment when everything aligns for you. All the conditions are right. Everything is perfect for God to do whatever it is that he's called you to do. He's going to call you. Something's going to happen. And when that thing happens, that unusual thing, I need for you to take notice of it, just like Moses did. Moses took notice of it, but I don't need you to just take notice of it. I need you to give that thing your undivided attention. You got to think of it. Now, Moses was tending to the sheep. It's a burning bush in the middle of the desert. Come on now. That is definitely something that would grab my attention. So we know whatever the Lord's going to do for you, it's going to grab your attention. You're going to take notice of it, but you're going to have to make a decision if you're going to give it your undivided attention. You're going to have to make a decision if you're going to say, you know what, I'm going to focus on this and see exactly what God has for me. When Moses did that, when he gave it his undivided attention, we got to see the fruits. The Lord began to what? He began to speak. He began to speak. When you give it your undivided attention, the Lord is going to begin to speak to you. He's going to begin to we call it a download. He's going to begin to open up revelation to you. Revelation is the deep things of God, the things that you just don't understand, the things that you want to know. He's going to give you some type of prophetic reference. He's going to give you the details in the assignment, in the instructions that you need to be able to operate in 2024. And that thing that he's going to give you, come on now, is aligned to your purpose. It's aligned to your purpose. You say, how do I know that? Because look at Moses. Moses was talking to God. Once God got his undivided attention, the Lord began to speak, and then the Lord began to tell him what? The Lord began to say he saw the children of Israel's oppression by the Egyptians. And as you begin to read it and continue on through chapter 3, it explicitly shows you how the Lord is calling Moses and telling Moses, you're the deliverer. You're going to be the person that I'm going to put in my hand and use to deliver my people out of bondage. So Moses received his assignment and his purpose when he gave God his undivided attention. That's why I said there's so much goodness that comes when we give God our undivided attention in this season. And I'm going to tell you, there's going to be many distractions that are going to come your way. There's going to be people, places, and things, different projects you could do, different things that people want you to get involved in. But I'm here to tell you that when that Kairos moment comes, come on now, you're going to have to take notice and give it your undivided attention. And when you give it your undivided attention, I want you to sit there. Come on, when God begins to speak, I don't need you to begin to speak back to God. I need you to sit, wait, and listen. I need you to sit, wait, and listen. When God begins to speak to you, when this Kairos moment happens for you, when everything is aligned to answer the questions that you've had so long, the things that you've been praying about, the promise that you've been waiting on, when everything is aligned, and things begin to happen, I need for you to stop. I need you to stop. Take notice. Give it your undivided attention. Recognize who you are in relationship to a holy God. Moses was afraid. The book of Isaiah, the prophet in the Bible, he makes the statement when the Lord's train filled the temple, the Isaiah says that he was a man undone. What that means is Isaiah looked at himself in relationship to a holy God and he recognized, I'm undone. I'm a sinful man. Jeremiah, the prophet, said it like this. When the Lord gave him his purpose, begin to speak to him, Isaiah said, hey, I'm just a boy. Basically, I can't do this. I'm just a boy. What Jeremiah was saying is, this project that you've given me, God, is too big for me. It's too big for me. I'm too small to do that. I can't do that. That's too big for me. Come on now. That it was a God idea, a God project that the Lord was laying on Jeremiah. And Jeremiah was saying, no, I'm just a boy. That's too big for me. This is how we respond to a holy God. We have to recognize who we are in relationship to him. And after we recognize that and God begins to speak to us, and he's talking, that's not the time for us to begin to petition God and begin to ask a bunch of questions. That's the time for us to just sit, wait, and listen. And when you sit, wait, and listen, God's going to give you your instructions for 2024. You don't have to guess about this. You don't have to guess. You don't have to go ask 50,000 people. All you have to do is sit, wait, and listen. Sit, wait, and listen. And God will begin to tell you all the things that you need to know. He'll begin to tell you the deep and the mysterious things. Come on now. The things that the eye can't see, the things that man doesn't know. He'll tell you the things that are to come. He'll tell you what you need to do to be prepared in 2024. So when things begin to get chaotic, when things begin to get what people would deem out of control, you're going to be at peace because you sat with God, you waited and you listened. You sat, you waited, and you listened. Yes, and I'm closing. I pray that in this hour that you will give God your undivided attention. If you don't do it now, when will you do it? When will you ever do it? Don't you want to stop wandering? Don't you want to tap into what God created you for? Don't you want to know who you are and why he created you with all the little quirks and kinks about your personality? Don't you want to know? Well, if you want to know, you're going to have to give him your undivided attention. I love you guys. Be blessed and know you are highly, highly favored. And I want to remind you to go over to my YouTube channel. It's called Positive Thinking Podcast. I would encourage you to type in Positive Thinking Podcast and put Dr. Jasmine Baker, Positive Thinking Podcast. Next to it, type Dr. Jasmine Baker and you will get to my YouTube channel. Again, I've been off the scenes and giving God my undivided attention for the last 6 months. So this is the first release. You get a fresh word from me, the first release as I'm coming out of the cave with God to tell you exactly what He has for you through me. And you'll see it also released on my YouTube channel. I love you guys. Make sure you subscribe. Go over and subscribe to my YouTube channel. We're trying to get the numbers up again. And I love you guys. Be blessed to know you are highly, highly, highly favored.